So we're going to look at Proverbs chapter 3. If you have a church Bible, you'll find Proverbs chapter 3. If you have a Bible similar to this, it's on page 627, 627, book of the Old Testament, Proverbs chapter 3. And we're going to just look at it under a very simple theme. Just as we were looking at Christmas last Sunday, we're going to consider New Year's Day. Today is a special service. Our services are slightly different at this time of year. So if you noticed in Proverbs, you'll find there are 33 chapters, and it's a good piece of advice to read one chapter every day of the month. Typically, our months have 31 days, so I think there's a great lesson just to read a chapter of Proverbs, one chapter every day. And when you get to 31, go back to the beginning, because I can assure you, you won't have grasped it all. It's an endless source of wisdom. It's a wisdom literature, a piece of wisdom literature. Now, we know that at Christmas time, and we celebrated that, of course, last Sunday, the wise men worshipped Jesus. And it's something to remember today. Wise people worship Jesus. People who have wisdom worship Jesus. I don't want you to forget about that. If you're wise, if you have wisdom, you will have a relationship right with God through Jesus Christ. The wise men from the East, they came and they may have known a lot about the astronomy and the science of the time, but one thing they did was they bowed before the Jesus that was before them. They bowed before the Savior. They probably heard Mary retelling her story. They probably heard Mary even singing, as it were, the Magnificat, the giving praise to this babe that was born to her, her Savior, her Lord, Mary's Savior. And so we think the wise men and the shepherds and all those who have wisdom will worship Jesus, and we can join them today. If there's one thing that's going to be needed for 2017, is wisdom. It's wisdom that's going to be needed. Now, I don't mean simple common sense. I mean wisdom that comes from God, that makes us wise unto salvation, that makes us wise to know who God is and what He's like. So if there's one thing that we can look to God for today in 2017, the first day of the year, is the wisdom of God. Plenty of people have common sense. Well, maybe not plenty. Some people have common sense. And some people have lots of common sense. And I suppose we all have common sense to varying degrees. That's not the only thing that's required in living. There is the need for wisdom. And when we're looking at 2017, this happy new year, 2017, it's going to need wisdom, not to just today, but every day. What about you? What are you facing in this year? Maybe there's a degree of uncertainty, job prospects, examinations, health things, career choices. So all these things come to mind. But whatever you're going to do, how are you going to face these things? Are you going to face them with God or without God? It would be wise today to consider how you're going to face the challenges that will come inevitably during this year. The starting point for facing 2017 in a good light, in a positive frame of mind, with a trust and a positive approach to this year, is to start to recognize that God is our Creator. He is our Creator. He is the one who has made us. We are created by God. Now, science tells us that we have to come from something. The Christian view is that God is our Creator. And we know that this fact of His power creating us, giving us all the attributes that we have you given it some thought as to why you have feelings, why you have emotions, why you have a depth of feeling that we call love towards your husband or your wife or your family? Why is it that we have these things? Why is it that we think something is right or object to something that is wrong? Why is it that we know in our hearts what is right? Why is it that when we see the greatness of a starry sky, we're amazed? All these things are messages to us to remember that He is our Creator. He's sovereign over all things. All that we have has been given to us. All that we have come from His goodness. And so we can start 2017 by realizing that God is our Creator, but that we don't just acknowledge Him as the Creator, we acknowledge Him on a daily basis. We seek to see Him in the details of every day. I wonder if you've thought about how you've partitioned God maybe in the past. And you've said, well, God will be there when I need Him. I will call on God in the emergencies. I will call on God on Sunday when I worship Him. But what about the detail of the rest of the week? What about the other things? Because if you're not trusting the other things to God, you're trusting them to another source or source of power. You're trusting them to yourself. You're trusting all these issues of life to what in effect is an idol because it's taking the place of God. And so starting 2017, we can acknowledge God as our Creator. We can recognize the evidence of that throughout the universe. But that's just not enough. We need to see Him in the detail of every day. We need to place the burden of each day in His care. Now, the great thing is that He actually calls us to do this. Cast your burdens upon the Lord and He shall sustain you. The future, as they say, is bright. The future is God's. We seek His direction. We listen to what He says. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Notice the focus there. In all your ways, in the details of every life, every day of this year, and He shall direct your paths. Who here is not looking for direction and wisdom in this year? We all need it. The second point that we're looking at this morning is not just looking to the future, but belonging. You also are the called of Jesus Christ, Paul says in his letter to the Romans. He says, you also are the called of Jesus Christ. What is he saying there? He's saying, you have belonging. You are part of God's family. The Christian isn't an isolated person. There's a phrase, no man is an island. No Christian is an island. Christians are to meet together. The writer to the Hebrews says, do not forsake coming together, meeting together, as is the practice of some. Christians are not islands, are not isolated from another. The very fact of being a Christian is that you have fellowship, you have communion, you have togetherness, you belong. You belong to Jesus Christ. He is your Lord. You belong to Him. Now, one of the benefits of that at church is that we can have a sense of belonging here together. So all those who belong to Jesus, who are Christians, they belong to the local family of the church, the local gathering of that family. There's two angles to it. The first angle is that we need to be reminded in 2017 that our little parochial sense of the Christian church is not the big picture. We hear the quaint song, the chorus, you in your small corner and I in mine. Yes, we may have a small corner, but we're part of a great picture. The wider picture is Christ's church. And our limited view does injustice to Christ's church. So even though there may be a small gathering in this building, there is a great gathering across the world. 2017 is a time to remember that the Christian church is growing. It might be declining in some Western countries, but it's growing across the globe. The picture of Christ's church. Remember, this isn't a mirror of the greater picture. It's just a sample, as it were, of being part. We might be a little twig, but we're still in the great vine. We're still in the great vine. We're valued by God. You are valued by God this morning. The second point is not just to avoid being limited to our parochial views, to think about belonging to the one church of Jesus. And as such, to remember that although the church is growing worldwide, it doesn't mean we leave it all to other places to do, to other people. It doesn't mean, well, it's growing across the world, therefore we don't need to do very much here. No, that's not the case. We are called to serve God where we are. You are here in Lima. What are you called to do as a Christian? You are called to serve God where you are. You're here. Serve Him. Imagine in 2017 how people you know, and maybe unknown to you at this point, and you get to know you during this year, how they could see that through your involvement at Union Church, not just attending a service, but your involvement, that you could show that Jesus is all and everything for you. This is what our aim is for 2017, to show that Jesus is all and everything for the Christian. We have a sense of belonging. Are you here today and you're wondering, well, that's something I've lost. Do you belong to the family of God? That's the starting point. Put your trust in Jesus and start this year belonging to that family. And the little gathering of that family is here today. And you have a sense of belonging with your brothers and sisters this morning. So, belonging. Look into the future, belonging. Then, courage. John chapter 16, 33. These things I have written to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And then Corinthians, we see a development of that. 1 Corinthians 16, 13. Watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. Let all that you do be done with love. Be brave, be strong, have peace. Wouldn't that be a beautiful triad to describe if you, God willing, reach the end of 2017, that you will say, in this year, I had peace, I was strong, I was brave. That's what we need. We need courage. 2017 isn't going to call us to hide in a corner and hope that everything will go away and pass over us. It is going to be a year when every single person in their own context is going to have to stand fast in the faith and be strong and be brave. Now, we know that this happens to a greater degree, more vivid, in the persecuted countries around the world. But every Christian is called to this. Be strong. Be brave. Stand fast in the faith. And when we're facing the troubles, who are we going to call on? We're going to call on Jesus. We're going to ask Him to make His promise real to us. We're going to ask Him to be true to His Word, and He is always true to His Word. So John chapter 16, verse 33 says, I have overcome the world. It's a Greek term. It's a Greek term that says everything. The world, everything, every type of force, every type of power, every context, every situation. Jesus has overcome all that. So whatever we face, we have someone that has been victorious on our side. Whatever we face, we have someone who has been victorious on our side who says, trust in me that you may have peace, even in the tribulation. Who are you going to call on in 2017? Lots of people will call up their best friend. Lots of people will go to a psychologist. Lots of people will read a positive book about having a good mental attitude and overcoming obstacles. All these things may have value in them in and of themselves, but here is the supreme value. You call on Jesus because he has overcome the very issue that is troubling you just now. It hasn't defeated him. It can never defeat him. It can never overwhelm him. And he says, because I have overcome the world, you can have peace. Be brave. Be strong. What about dealing with criticism? Nasty one. We don't like criticism. The Bible says in Proverbs 15, just a few pages on, 15:32, he who disdains instruction despises his own soul, but he who heeds rebuke gets understanding. That's a New King James rendering. He who heeds rebuke gets understanding. He who listens to criticism. Now, that's not destructive criticism, is it? I mean, that's not what God's about. God is not about destroying you and telling you you're worthless and you're useless at this and so on and so, and you have to do this and that. God doesn't do that. If God is going to use criticism, he's going to do it in a positive sense. The question is, how will you and I receive that positive criticism? How will you and I receive when we sense that God is actually speaking to us, maybe even through a sermon? Can you believe it, that he does that? That God can speak to our hearts. That you open up a passage of the Bible and suddenly it seems to make real sense to you because God is speaking to you. How will it be when that passage of the Bible, when that sermon, when that discussion with a Christian actually leads to you feeling conviction of sin? That you do need to change your ways. That you do need to acknowledge him. How are we going to be when we get that? Well, none of us like criticism. How do you feel when someone criticizes you? Well, this is not negative, destructive criticism. It is positive, building up for our good. It's out of a genuine concern for our good. Are we mature enough? He who heeds rebuke gets understanding. Are we mature enough to take it properly? Well, I ask myself that question. Then all of us are in the same boat. Pastor Angus, are you mature enough to take properly the direction and the criticism that God puts before you to change your ways? I pray for wisdom to be mature. Dealing with criticism, dealing with doubts. Isaiah 40 from verse 25. Let me read that. It's a beautiful passage. Isaiah 40 from verse 25 to verse 31. It says there, to whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls them each by name because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and complain, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my cause is disregarded by my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men will stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Is that a word for you who are doubting today? Are you doubting? You know, it's not necessarily a bad thing to doubt. It's just, where will that doubt lead? If you're doubting here today, here is the answer to direct your doubts to. Those whose hope in the Lord will renew their strength. The Lord is the everlasting God. During 2017, that's what you need and must hold on to. The Lord is your hope. It ties in with looking to the future. The last thing I want to look at is service. Romans 14, verse 16. And we see a little bit of Paul's instruction about serving. Romans 14, verse 16. I think we all start a new year with great New Year's resolutions. I'm going to do more exercise. I'm going to start exercising. I'm going to start that diet. I'm going to read my Bible more. I'm going to pray more. I'm going to be more involved in church. I'm going to do all these things. Well, here, Romans 14 from verse 16 through to 19 gives us an instruction from Paul the Apostle. Do not allow what you consider good to be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and approved by men. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. I want to leave this thought with you. Paul is writing about unity and harmony. Do what leads to peace and edification. Verse 19 is especially powerful. In 2017, can I ask you to do this? When you speak, give it a thought. Will it make for peace and harmony when you're going to open your mouth? Will it lead to peace and harmony? Or is it designed for something else? When you speak, will it be to build up someone else? To encourage them? Will it be to help them to walk on the right path? The straight and narrow, it is straight and narrow. It's not an easy path, but will it be to help them? Or will it be words that make them feel small and hurt? When you speak, will you give it some thought about what will result in what you say? This year, take a moment to think before you do or say something. It's worth it. And let's all try to help each other. Help others. Seek the good of others. What is it that Paul says? He says, let us make every effort to do what leads to peace and mutual edification. Encourage one another. Encourage your Christian brother and sister. Challenge the unbeliever. Speak to them. You are the bearer of the message. You're not the message. You're not Jesus. Jesus is Jesus. But you are the one who is his ambassador. And you go into 2017 with a message for this land, for this nation, for your family, for your social group, for your workplace. Serving him. Let's pray together. Lord, we want to thank you this day for giving